what can we say? What the teacher has said.
Olusoguta, you be quoti Olukoniti so.
2 Kings chapter 4.
I want package. Orikari.
I'm reading from verse 18 to 26.
Onka lati ese keji din ogun si kerin din ogbon.
And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers.
Nigba ti omo na si dagba. O di ojo kan o jade lo to baba re lo si odo awon olukore.
And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad carry him to his mother.
O si wi fun baba re pe ori mi, ori mi. O si so fun omo odo kan pe gbe to iya re lo.
And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died.
Nigba ti o si ti gbe ti beti o mu ti o gbe ti o si mu to iya re wa ojo ko ni eku re titi di ojo kan ri o si ku.
And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out.
O si goke o si te sori ibusun eniyan Olorun na o si se ilekun mo o si jade lo.
And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the ashes, that I may run to the man of God and come again.
O si ke si oko re o si wi pe emi be oran kan ninu awon odo mokunrin si mi ati okan ninu awon ketekete emi o si sare to eniyan Olorun lo emi o si tun pada.
And he said, wherefore will thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well.
O si wi pe e se ti wo fi to lo loni ki sha ise osu titun be ni ki si ise ojo isinmi o si wi pe alaafia ni.
Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward, slack not thy riding for me except I bid thee.
Nigba na ni o si di keteke ni gari o si wi fun iranse re pe ma le ki o si ma jo ma se de ire fun mi bi ko se pe mo so fun o.
So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, ó lọ, ó sì dé ọ̀dọ̀ ènìyàn Ọlọ́run náà ní òkè Kámẹ́lì. Ó sì ṣe nígbà tí ènìyàn Ọlọ́run náà rí ní òkèrè. Ó sì sọ fún Gehazi ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ̀ pé, wo ara Shunemu náà.
Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well.
Emi bi o sure ni sisi ki o pade re ki o si wi fun pe alaafia ko lo wa bi alaafia ko ni oko re wa bi alaafia ko ni omode wa bi o si dawun wi pe alaafia ni.
By the time the sun rises tomorrow, there is somebody here who will move from all will be well to it is well. You know the story of this woman very well. She loved the Lord. She was a giver. One day she saw the man of God passing by.
He
says, sir, you must come and eat in my house. The man of God said, thank you, I'm not hungry. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't lack anything. He said, I know. You are not going anywhere unless you come to my house to eat. Very stubborn woman. Very stubbornly good. So the man of God went to her house to eat. Enjoyed the food. So each time he was passing by, he will not invite himself.
Ah, ni bati eniyan Olorun ba nre koja yo wa pera re wole.
And by the time he had been coming two or three times, the woman decided to increase her giving. Got permission from her husband and built a house for the man of God. Furnished it. So that the man of God now will not be eating an occasional lunch. He can come and take breakfast, lunch, dinner, spend the night. One day, God said to the man of God that he was lying on the bed that this woman made. You've been eating this woman's food, sleeping on her bed in the house she built. You didn't even ask her if she had any need at all. The man of God said, with everything here, this woman needs nothing. In any case, woman, what do you need? You want a contract with the king or with the general? She said, no, I don't need anything. The man of God said, oh God, didn't I tell you? She doesn't need anything. The Lord asked. Finally, they discovered that the woman was barren. The man of God was wonderful. You have money, but you can't buy a child. I don't have money, but I have contact with God. And somebody here tonight, that which you need, that money cannot buy, receive it tonight in Jesus' name. So the man of God said, good. You've done what you can do for me. Now I will do what I can do for you. 9 months from now, you have a baby boy. The woman said, sir, if you enjoy my food, just say thank you and keep going. Don't deceive me. Man of God said, I've already spoken. And it's already done. 9 months later, the baby came. You can imagine the joy of the woman that day. That at long last, my joy is full. My testimony is complete. Now I have everything. And then the child began to grow. And you can be sure they took all the care they can of this child. But then one day, the child said to the mother, I want to go and see my daddy on the field. You can go. So the boy went. Suddenly, I began to say, my head. So the father said, it must be the son. Please take her to the mother. Child came. She cried, my head. Mother sat him on her lap. And at noon, he died. And the woman said, death? You are joking. This is one victim you are going to vomit. I decree to someone here. Everything the devil has stolen from you, you will get back this year in Jesus. So she took the child, opened the door of the room of the man of God, and laid it on the bed. Closed the door. And then sent to the husband,
"I
need means of transportation. One that can move very fast. Because I want to go and see the man of God." And from the answer of the husband, you see that this woman had constantly been visiting the man of God. New moon, every Sabbath, she would take something to the man of God.
And
so the husband said, "It's not new moon, not Sabbath. Why are you going to the man of God today?" She said, "All will be well." Tell your neighbor, "God is talking to me, you know." He's saying to me, "Adeboye, all will be well." Then she got to the man of God. Man of God saw her coming. It's a strange visit. Servant, go and ask her, "How is your husband?" "All is well." "What about you?" "All is well." "What about your child?" That's where some women would have broken down. But she said, "All is well." How many of you believe that all will be well with you this year? Let me hear you say, "All is well." When you can read the rest of the story, you know the story. Finally, all was well. I just want to bring to your attention a few points, because tonight we want to spend quality time praying. And I want to appeal to those of you who come to the altar to pray. You are to come to pray, not to tear the decorations. There's no power in the decoration. The power is in God. So don't bother to touch them at all. They are not the hem of the skirt of Jesus Christ. So you come, you just pray and leave those. There is someone called the Prince of Peace. That's point number one. And who is this Prince of Peace? If you know his name, let me hear you shout the name. The fact that you love God does not mean that there will be no crisis in your life. Problems are part and parcel of life.
Wahala
both for Christians and non-Christians. If anybody tells you that the moment you become a Christian, there will be no more problems, he's lying to you. Because when you become a
Christian,
you have escaped from the cage of Satan. And the elders have been saying, it is right for the slave to escape. It is also right for the owner of the slave to pursue the slave. The difference between you being a Christian is that when the storm comes, you already have the Prince of Peace with you. And one word from him will steal the storm. Every storm in your life shall be still tonight in Jesus' name. Psalm 34 verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He didn't say the righteous will never have problems. In fact, he said he will have many. He said, but he will be delivered out of them. In John 16 verse 33, Jesus Christ himself said, in this world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In Isaiah 43 verse 2, he said, when you pass through the rivers, it will not overflow you. When you pass through fire, it will not burn you. He said, because I will be with you. When?
Nigba.
Not if.
Is a boya.
When you pass through the fire.
Nigba to ban lainu ina kwaja.
Everyone that God will use.
Gbogbo olugulugu ti Olorun yoo lo.
For his glory.
Fun ogo re.
Will pass through fire.
Yo lainu kwaja.
Because it is the fire that purifies.
Ori ina ni wenumo.
In Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Mark 4, verse 35 to 41. Jesus was in the boat, sleeping, when the storm arose. The fact that Jesus is in your boat does not mean there will be no storms. It only means the boat will never sink. When you say all will be well, you are telling the devil, try your worst. It will be well. Let me hear somebody say, it will be well with me. Say it loud and clear. Why? Because there is someone called the Prince of Peace.
Kennedy,
and once he's with you,
Nothing to
worry
about.
Almost all the people that have talked to us for almost a month now. Daddy, we are worried about Nigeria. We are worried about
2011.
The Prince of Peace is with us. He has spoken. He said, all will be. How many of you believe him? Let me hear you shout
hallelujah.
So point number one. There is a Prince of Peace. Point number two. There is a Restorer. There are thieves. Both physical and spiritual. They are part and parcel of life. In John chapter 10 verse 10. John chapter 10 verse 10. Jesus Christ said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But thank God for but. I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. The thief came to this woman and stole the only son she had in her old
age.
But there is a restorer. There is a restorer. And his name is Jesus. He can bring the dead back to life. He can restore everything the enemy has stolen from you. The only thing you must make sure is that you are not the one opening the door to the thief. The devil is a thief. He wants to steal. He wants to kill. He wants to destroy. Don't open the door to him. The only way you can open the door to him is by sinning. The Bible says so. In John chapter 8, verse 44. John 8:44. He said, he who sins is of the devil.
So
if you are sinning, then you belong to the devil. And the devil is free to come in and grab whatever belongs to him. James chapter 4 verse 7. James 4 7 says, if you submit to God, then you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. You must make up your mind this year, I will not cooperate with the devil. Once that is settled, all will be well. It doesn't matter what the devil may try. All will be well. And then,
why you?
This woman did something very interesting. She laid the child on the bed. The bed that she made for the man of God. She was saying to God, I have made deposits. It is time for withdrawal. The child was interest on her investment. She didn't ask for the child. The child came as an interest. But now, she is saying to the Almighty God, time for withdrawal. Point number three. Have you a deposit with God? So that in the time of crisis, you may say, I want to withdraw. You see, because Psalm 20, verse 1 to 3, Psalm 20, verse 1 to 3, says, the Lord will remember your offerings in the day of trouble. Let's not talking about casual offerings. He's talking about those who have solid deposits with God. Take the example, Acts chapter 9. Verse 36 to 42. Acts 9, verse 36 to 42. A woman called Dorcas died. And everybody said no. Not Dorcas. So they sent for Peter. When Peter came, they began to show Peter. Look at the dress she made for me. She's the one feeding me. She's the one who sent my children to school. She's the one who did it. She's the one who did that. No, Dorcas can't go. And God said, okay, Dorcas, go back. Go and continue the good work you're doing. If you die today, how many people will miss you? It's a simple way of finding out. Travel for 1 month. When you come back, see how many people who say, where have you been? If you go and you return, and people just say, good money. You need to check. Because it means that nobody miss you. It means if you die, nobody is going to notice. It's an interesting story in the Bible. Acts 27. Verse 13 to 24. Thank you, Jesus. The Almighty God is healing. It's just I don't want to stop telling you. There's a particular one. He said there's somebody here. The pain around your waist. It's as if you are wearing a belt of fire. Almighty asked me to tell you that's okay. Now that's God. He also said there's someone here. Your stomach disorder has become a concern to you.
Asked
me to tell you. He has taken care of that also. He said there's someone here too. There's a very terrible liquid flowing from your inner ear.
He
asked me to tell you to check. It has already dried up.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father.
What?
Let me say amen to this one. He said there's someone here tonight. He said there will no longer be any limit to your promotion.
Amen.
I think God must be talking to me too.
So
I want to say amen to this one. He said there's someone here tonight. Long before this year is over, your joy will overflow. Now, I was saying that there is a story in Acts 27. Verse 13 to 24. Paul was in a boat.
Paul was a boat.
And there was a terrible storm. The storm was on for more than 2 weeks. They couldn't even see the sun for about 2 weeks. And Paul was there. An apostle. You would think an apostle would never experience that kind of storm. And God to say the people felt that, well, the end has come.
Then
an angel visited him.
He
said,
Paul,
don't worry, you'll be okay. And because of you, everybody in the ship will be saved. God was saying to Paul, because of your credit with me, I will spare the life of all the people around you. Can God look at you and say, because of you, I will spare your family? A few that kind of credit with God. Remember some years ago, I have a friend who have been supportive in my ministry, and I was praying, and suddenly God said, son, your friend is about to die in London. Unless you go to him now, he will die within a week. Thank you, Lord. Quickly, I got a ticket. Flew to London. When I saw my friend, couldn't even believe. But I prayed like God asked me to pray. And that's more than 40 years now. My friend is still alive. Why would God bother to tell me that somebody is about to die in
London?
Because he had a credit with God. You better make up your mind, brethren.
That to stop being a bench warmer in the house of God. This year should be the beginning of a new commitment to the service of God. So that if any crisis should come, you will have a credit to withdraw from. You can't just go to a bank and say you want to withdraw money when you have never deposited there. I can give you other stories. I should go on, but I believe the Lord wants me to impress this on somebody.
Oh, yeah, I have
another friend
who
had also been very, very supportive.
He heard in his
own ears. In
1995.
Go and put your house in order. Because you are about to die. He had it himself. And then he told me.
What is up for me?
And I laughed. Why did I laugh? Because I know I can talk to my daddy. And I said to my daddy, that man, I still need him here.
He's
very useful. I need him here. He's listening to me now. He's sitting on the altar. He's been around now for 16 years extra. As many of you as are determined, saying from now on, I will serve this God with all my heart. Every appointment with death, I cancel it in Jesus' name. Point number four. Watch your mouth. What is it that this woman said? All will be well. She graduated from it to all is. She did not say, oh, my head. Look at what the devil has done. No. Proverbs 18:21.
He
said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 6:2. He said, your mouth can become a snare unto you. Numbers 14:28. God said,
Moses,
tell the children of
Israel,
as they have spoken in my ears, that's what I will do to them. Those people said, no, they said they couldn't make it to the promised land. They said, all right, you said so, so shall it be.
Numbers 14:28.
In Mark 11,
in Mark,
verse 23 to 24. Mark 11:23-24.
He
said, if you believe and you doubt not, you will say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be so. He said, whatever you say, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have it. What you say is what you will have. Say it loud and clear, shall be well with me. Say it one more time. Say it with confidence. Told you the story of those early days.
When things were
hard. And my wife and I will be struggling over mama raincoat.
About mama, yala water, mama tumara lawa lori awonje.
This one is too thick. You can't eat that alone. Let's cut it into two. Eji
nero obirin ni oja agbanije pomoto yi ya ge meji pin fun die.
And I will tell her.
She
said, "Are listening to me?"
Oh, I'm bitter thirty.
Things won't continue like this. Tomorrow is going to be all right. Thank God today is all right. Tomorrow is going to be better. Say it loud and clear to everybody around you. My tomorrow will be all right. You hear people say trouble is coming. Answer them, all will be oh, Nigeria is going to burn.
Nigeria burn.
Tell them, all will be it doesn't matter what anybody may say. It is what you say, what God hears from you, that will determine your future. Say it loud and clear, my tomorrow will be all right. I'm talking of myself, my own tomorrow. Be all right. Thank you, Jesus. Which brings me to point number 5. See, many of you listen to newspaper reporters. Wonderful people. Prophets in their own right. You listen to economists. Wonderful people. Prophets in their own right. At times we even listen to doctors. Wonderful people. Highly educated. Prophets in their own right. But why don't you learn to prophesy to yourself? That's what this woman did. She prophesied to herself. All will be. It didn't even wait for Elisha to say it. Many people don't know. Maybe those of you who are very old, who are close to me, you will know.
Oh yeah, it's a tidak ba. That's it. Some of me, Omo.
When I wake up in the morning, I stand before my mirror. And I begin to prophesy to myself. Adeboye is going to be well with you today. You're going to find favor with God and with men. Everywhere you go today, you will find favor with God. You will find favor with men. God will go with you. You will go in peace. You will return in peace. You won't fail. You're not going to fall. If you know the number of people who want you to die last year, thank God for His mercy. If you know those people who hate you because God is making you to progress, thank God for God's mercy. I mean, I remember a time when some workers misbehaved and I disciplined them, and the newspaper wrote it. The beginning of the end for Redeemed Christian Church of God. I said the devil is a liar. You haven't seen anything yet. Things are just about to start. I want you to spend 2 minutes prophesy to yourself. Let God hear you. Mention your name. Open your mouth. See, he says it's going to be well with you, that you are going to succeed. You are not going to fail. You are going to live. You are not going to die. You are going to do the work of God. Prophesy to yourself. Be your own prophet for a while. Mention your name. Say, Adeboye, you will reach the top. Those who say you will die, you will be the one who will bury them. Those who expect you to fail, they will come and beg you for food. Adeboye is going to be well with you. Whether the devil likes it or not, he's already well. He's going to get even better. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. When you read Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, Mark 5:25-34, the woman with the issue of blood prophesied to herself, if I can just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, I will be made whole. She said it to herself, and it came to pass. Joel chapter 3,
Joel Oriketa,
verse 10.
Esekewa.
Joel 3, verse 10.
We Joel Oriketa Esekewa.
He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Say, prophesy strength to yourself. Prophesy to yourself. It's acceptable to God.
Oh, dear, wait,
I refuse to die poor. I refuse to die this year. I refuse to be a failure. I will reach my goal. It was my father in the Lord who told us the story.
Baba mi ni Oluwa lo so itan fun wa.
Oh, thank you, my father.
E se baba mi.
The Lord said there's someone here.
Oluwa ni ani kan be nibi ni ale yi.
He said the prison door is open.
O ni ile ku tubu ti si bayi.
Your yokes are destroyed.
Agagari ati baje.
He said, enjoy your freedom. Amen.
Amen.
And that is, there's someone here tonight.
That is
He said, I will bring a new honeymoon to your marriage. Oh my. He said, there's someone here tonight. He said, your deliverance will come from unexpected sources. Let me say amen to this one. That is, said, there's someone here tonight. He said, you have been expecting my visitation. He said, I'm already at your door. So my father told me, my father-in-law told me this story. Some of you have heard me say it before. Two men went to the oracle. And the oracle man said, you are a king. And you?
Iwoke.
You are a servant. So they left the oracle man. The one the oracle said is a king was going home rejoicing. Got home, sat down, and began to enjoy himself. Second one said, what have I done? Why must I be a servant? After some time, he took a decision. Got himself two cutlasses. Sharpened them very well. Collected all the food items he could find. Yam, maize, everything. And went far into the jungle. Into a no man's land. And then he began to walk. As he began to
cross,
he kept on saying to himself, I will not be a servant. And he began to plant. And he was harvesting and storing. In the meantime, a big famine broke out in the town that he left behind. And one day, a hunter was going through the bush and came to the man's farm. Saw the food. So the hunter ran back to town. Told the people in the town, I have found food. So the town people came, met this farmer. Please give us food. We are about to die. We will make you our king. I said, then you can come. There's plenty of food. So the one they said will be a servant became a king. One day, the one who had been sitting there at home, calling himself Majesty, when hunger wanted to kill him, he came to this place and he practically crawled. I said, please give me food. I will be your servant. The oracle may be wrong. Your mouth will decide. Say to yourself one more time. I say I won't die a servant. I say I will reach my goal. I say it will be well with me. You can't quarrel with me over that. I'm talking about myself. I say, Adeboye, it will be well with you. That brings me to point number six. When this woman needed help, she cried for it. Persistently. Because when she got to the man of God, she grabbed him by the feet.
And
said, sir, did I beg you for a child? Didn't I tell you not to deceive me? You brought joy into my life. Are you going to sit down and allow the devil to take that joy away? The man of God said, my servant, go and lay my stick on the child.
In Russia, in the Olorun so fun in Russia re, lo mu opa adura mi fi le ori omo na.
The Roman said,
obirin na wi pe,
man of God,
in the Olorun,
it was not your servant who spoke to me.
In Russia re ko lo fohun si mi o.
It wasn't your servant I built a house for.
In Russia re ko mo ko le fun o.
It wasn't your servant that I made a bed for.
In Russia re ko ni mo se ibusun fun.
I have no business with your servant. I'm not leaving you until you follow me. Somebody is going to hold on to Jesus tonight. And the answer to your prayer will come tonight in Jesus.
Amen.
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings 4, verse 1 to 7. Tells you the story of a woman. She happened to be a widow of a son of the prophet. She was dying dead and she kept quiet. She kept quiet. And God kept quiet. The reason why many of us are still in trouble is because we keep quiet. Some of us are too sophisticated to cry to God.
Ọpọ wa la je ni ti gbalode.
When it's time to pray, we want to pray like ladies and gentlemen.
But you know who I am. I'm a professor. I'm a high chief. I'm a CEO.
Does the devil know your degree? Cancer is not interested in titles. Doesn't know the difference between a king and a messenger. When it is time to pray, it's not the time for
show.
I was going on a prayer walk. It was at night. I didn't know that anybody else was around. And there was something that I needed to really settle with God. And I knew this is not a joking matter anymore. So I lay prostrate on the road. And one fellow came up on me. They said, "Ah, daddy."
And he come back, me go, "Ah, daddy.
What's your business? Who is daddy?
Daddy, daddy.
When trouble comes, does trouble know daddy from money?
Wahala, my daddy."
God will answer somebody.
Amen.
You've wasted enough time playing Jelenke prayer. Tonight we are going to pray. And God is going to answer. I say, I prophesy, God will answer tonight. I prophesy one more time, God will answer tonight. Or let me say, God will answer me tonight. In Luke 11, verse 9 to 10, Luke 11, 9 to 10, when he asks you to ask, and you shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. He didn't tell you for how long you are to ask. Keep asking until you get. Keep seeking until you find. Keep knocking until the door is open. God is in. He never traveled. He said, "Ask till your joy be full." John 16:24. Ask till your joy be full. Ask. Stop asking when your joy is full. Although if I were like you, since he could anoint my head with oil until my cup runs over, even when my joy is full, I will ask for more. He has never said, "I can't do more for you." It is you who stop short. But things will change tonight. I said things will change tonight. Well, let me conclude so that we can. Point number 7. All is well that ends well. When you go through the scriptures, you will see a lot of examples of people who had problems. Massive problems. But at the end, it ended well. What is important is, how does it end? Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. Mark 2, verse 1 to 12. Tells us the story of a man who was paralyzed from neck downwards. Four people carried him. because the paralysis made him extra heavy. But he walked out of the place. I prophesied to somebody here tonight. Those of you who are paralyzed by problems, long before the end of this month, you will sing "All is well." Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 20. Mark 5, verse 1 to 20. The madman of
Gadara.
People can't be madder than that man. But he ended up an evangelist. It ended well. In that name that's above every other name, I decree to someone here tonight, the whole world might have written you off, but all will be well. In Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 15. Luke 7, verse 11 to 15. You know the story of the widow who had only one son, and the one son died. She was happy once. She was happy the day she got married. She was happy the day she got his son. Then the enemy moved in, killed the husband, and now killed the son. But then Jesus stepped in.
Yes,
and the journey to sorrow became a journey to joy. In the name of the one who called me. Those of you who have become used to sorrow, from now on, you shall weep no more. When you read the story in John chapter 5, verse 2 to 14, John 5, verse 2 to 14, this fellow had been sick for 38 years, completely forsaken by friends, forsaken by relatives, in a hopeless situation. But when Jesus came on the scene, all was well. All was well. I don't care how long you have been sick. In that name that's above every other name, very soon, you will stand on this altar and testify that all is well. I give you one more example, John 11, verse 39 to 44. John 11, 39 to 44. Even the sister of Lazarus said, it's already too late. But when Jesus stepped into the situation, all was well. Even if they have told you that it's already too late for you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will laugh last. I say you will laugh last. Say it with your own mouth. I will laugh last. Let me conclude. Now, storms never give notice. When that woman woke up that morning, bathe her child.
Oh, well,
the child had no temperature. Give the child food. A sick child will not say, I'm going to play with meet my father in the field. The child was not beaten by a snake. There was no thunderbolt. All of a sudden, my head. While they were thinking it was headache, before they knew it, the child was dead. All within hours. Storms don't give notice. That's why I'm begging you. You never know when you will need to cry to God in a hurry.
Oh, magba to nilo ati kipe pajawiri bosi o salaro.
That's why you must keep the road between you and him clean and clear.
Ido lati mu ana don bela rinre atalaro koma gara koma siwaku wakumbe.
That's why you need to restitute your ways.
Idire do bela jisi atu si onore.
You can never tell when you will need him in a hurry.
Oh, le so igba to nilo Olorun ni kankan.
That's why you must not allow sin to remain in your life.
Idire to bi le igba ise laaye ko ku sinu aye re nibe.
Because he said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God will hear me.
O gbe be ba gbe ise le aye mi Olorun ki yo gbo mi.
That's why you must pay all your vows hurriedly. Because I'm 50, verses 14 and 15. Psalm 50, 14 and 15. Says, come to his presence with thanksgiving. Pay all your vows. Then call upon me in the day of trouble.
We
say, I will answer you. Keep the road clean.
Oh, no,
if you look at the fire station, they don't allow any car to park in front of the place. Because they never can tell when they will be called. If they hear, come. And there's a car blocking the way.
Why
they are looking for the driver? A house can burn down. I will tell you two stories and then we'll pray.
I'll say to me, if we ask you like Badura.
One of my daughters was traveling to the east.
Ikolara, I want my parents to meet me at Jolosi Ilaoro.
It was when they just finished the way between Sagamu and Benin. Beautiful road there.
Oh no, to dara ni gba na.
And there was this Peugeot station wagon.
Awari oko Peugeot togun yi.
You know, the one with three seats.
Eto ni aga meta ninu dereba taarin ati teyin.
My daughter was sitting at the back seat.
Awomo birin mi joko ni aga to wa leyin.
Reading her Bible.
O ka Bibeli re.
The driver was speeding.
Dereba nwa oko na lo.
Because the road was clean and clear. Suddenly the front tire burst.
Lojiji. taya waju peblawu.
That was not the time when you said, God, forgive my sins.
Oh, I should
that fellow that offended me, I forgive him.
No.
One moment. The car was speeding. There was a sound.
Ah,
the next moment. The car began to
somersault.
She was reading a Bible. Suddenly, the door on the her side opened. Hands that she couldn't see. Picked her up from the back seat. Pass her through the door. Set her gently by the side of the road. And she sat down watching the car
somersaulting.
By the time everybody came, of course there was nothing left in the car. It was complete write-off. Plus the people inside. She got up from where those big hands laid her. I went towards the people and said,
"Oh, we
pay." I was in that car. They said, "What's wrong with you? Shut up." He said, "That's my Bible. This is my name. Get that Bible and see the name there. You never can tell when you will need God in a hurry." When she had that explosion, only one word came out of her mouth. Do I hear you shout that name? Tell you another story. True stories. Some of my children, boys, they were going to Okitipupa to go and hold a crusade. Several years ago, they passed
already.
And suddenly, armed robbers will lead them. They kicked one. They kicked
him.
And he fell. When he fell, he raised a dagger. And was about to bring the dagger down. That young man said, "In that moment of time, I suddenly remember every sermon you had preached. All the time you have been saying, 'Be holy, be holy,' I remembered everything. It was as if time was suspended. And deep within me, I said to God, 'Just spare me.
Jawa, dola me.
From now on,
that is his law.
It's you all the way.'
He won the canal new on the bono.
That was going on inside him. But only one word came out.
Kick your colour.
Let me hear that word.
Yes.
And the hand of the robber was suspended. You don't know when you will need him. You want to give your life to Jesus? Come now. He's willing to save your soul. He's willing to forgive your sins. The blood is still available. He washes cleaner than snow. And if you're a backslider, you're still living in sin. You want to come back to the Lord today. Say, Lord, from now on, no more sin.
I
want to live holy for you. You can come also. I will count from 1 to 10. If you are not before me by the time I say 10, we will continue without you. 1. Now I know some of you are very, very far away, so you better begin to hurry. Today is the day of salvation. This year, joking with sin is going to be very, very expensive. If you love yourself and surrender your life to him, he will save your soul. 2.4.
Aaron.
Now whatever you do for God this year, do it with all your heart. You want to clap for him. Clap. Five. Six.
Effa.
Seven.
AJ.
Nine. And as you come, begin to talk to the Almighty God. Don't wait. Tell him to save your soul. Ask him to be merciful to you. Ask for mercy. That his blood will cleanse you from all your sins. Promise him you will serve him from now. Ask him to be your Lord, to be your Savior. And those of you who are coming, pray along. The rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them that the Almighty God who had saved our souls, who saved their own souls also, that he will restore every backslider to himself. Let's pray for them, brethren. Now, those of you on the way, just keep coming, Make sure you get there before and I finish praying. Keep coming. And pray as you come. Asking God to save your soul. Asking him to be merciful to you. And the rest of us, please, let's pray for these people. Let's intercede for them. God be merciful. And he will save their souls and restore every backslider to himself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Keep coming.
Emabo.
My Father and my God, we want to bless your holy name. Thank you for your word. Thank you for these people who have come forward tonight. Every one of them, Lord, receive in Jesus' name. Forgive in Jesus' name. Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Save their souls, O Lord. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Beginning from now, the grace to do your will, to live holy, release to them in Jesus' name. Every backslider among them, restore fully in Jesus' name. And from now on, when they call on you, please answer them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Now, those of you in front, let me hear you shout hallelujah. All right, I'm rejoicing with you. Because from now on, by God's grace, I'll be praying for you. Very soon, you'll be receiving miracles that you didn't even ask for. Then you know somebody must be praying for you. And that will be me. I promise you, by the grace of God, I will be praying for you. So I'm going to need your name, your address, and your prayer request. So if you please turn to your left, there's a man waving a piece of wood there. Please follow him. He will take you to where some pastors are waiting for you. He will collect what I want, and then they bring you back quickly. Let's begin to go
now.
Turn to this way and begin to go. Let's move very quickly. Brethren, if you are clapping for
Jesus,
do it with all your heart. It's not begging you to clap. It's So if you want to clap, clap. But remember, there are people who don't have hands to clap. Some people can't even lift their hands. Your two hands are free. Your two hands are healthy. And you can put them together for the Almighty God. You need to think again. Put your hands together for the Almighty God. Clap for Jesus Christ. Clap for him.